Keep rolling, rolling, rolling,
no,
rolling.
No, no, no. Get out here with the fucking Limp Bizkit.
And now, it's time for FinCast.
Boom, shakalaka.
Wide receiver and fan favorite Brian Finneran is talking Dirty Bird football. Powered by Scana Energy, the official natural gas partner of the Atlanta Falcons.
Looking for Finneran, who leaps into the air, a touchdown.
FinCast starts now.
All right, Falcons fans, an emergency press conference episode of FinCast brought to you by Scana Energy, the official natural gas partner of the Atlanta Falcons, alongside the one and only BFin86, Brian Finneran.
What's up, Tyler?
I'm Tyler Nelson, alongside our executive producer, Joe Virgin.
How's it going, boys?
And we have big news in Falcons land. The Falcons signed Kirk Cousins to a four-year $185 million deal. Is that what it is?
Four years, $180 million. $100 million guaranteed. It's pretty much $45 guaranteed for the first 2 years and then $10 guaranteed in the third year. So you can...
Yeah, I want to get to... I'll get to the money in a second. I want to get to that second. But first, let's... I think my first impression is, of all of the options that we have, this was not only the safest bet, but probably the most logical route to go between draft and any other free agent or trade options. All of those things, this is not only the safest, but probably the most like bankable option to go with.
Listen, there's a handful of guys out there we were thinking about when this all started. It was Russell Wilson, it was Justin Fields, it was Kirk Cousins, and then is there one more we were...
Russell Wilson, Justin Fields,
Kirk Cousins.
I think that was it in terms of trade. And I mean, Baker Mayfield's name was thrown around.
Yeah, Baker Mayfield maybe as
well.
That's
not...
Veteran quarterbacks that you had a chance to go get if they became available.
Yeah.
And some of them were coming available anyway. Then it came down to Kirk Cousins and Justin Fields.
Right.
And I was kind of excited either way. Justin Fields has so much potential you can tap into. And there's a ceiling there for him, I think, is to the sky. But you don't know if you can harness his talent and ability and make him not turn the football over, not fumble the ball. I think somebody can, but I don't know what he's going to do. I don't know if he's going to stay in Chicago now because the options for him are Seattle and Denver, I think, are the ones that are
and
left.
And I'll say behind the scenes kind of thing, Buck Blue kind of convinced me of there's some intangibles, and he has some apparently man behind the curtains kind of thing up there in Chicago, Kevin Butler, that he said that he told me some stories about some intangibles with Justin Fields that, or some tangibles that are non-field stuff that convinced me he's not a, there are some things holding him back from true leadership that he wouldn't, that are not going to be part of his game.
Yeah.
And I've heard Kirk those Cousins as well. Doesn't have that.
Kirk Cousins, by the way, if you want to learn something about your new quarterback, the Netflix series called Quarterback, it went Mariota, Cousins, and
Patrick Mahomes
last year. There's a new one coming out this year, I think. But it was really cool to see what these guys do in their off time, what they do at work, what they do, how they watch film, how they study, how they treat their bodies in the off season and during the season. And you really get a good feel for what Kirk Cousins is about, the leader you're getting, the man you're getting, and the person of faith that you're getting. Just really eye-opening to go watch that. So Netflix Quarterback series. Go watch it if you want to learn about your quarterback.
There's an episode of Kirk Cousins on there.
That's the first one they ever did was Mahomes, Mariota, Cousins.
Okay.
Across the series.
Cool. Okay. I will definitely go watch that. I will definitely go watch that. And his wife is from here. She's from the area, right?
It's Julie.
Julie, she's from Alpharetta.
Alpharetta. Okay. Mm-hmm. So kind of the area.
Yeah, pretty much.
But Finn, your overall take of him as a player, I know, and of course the injury, you could probably talk to that too. I mean, I'm excited about this. I think that this was truly the best route that the Falcons could have gone.
I'm excited about it. I think he's a talented football player. The one thing that obviously the only hiccup is the Achilles injury.
His Achilles, right.
And it's a big one, especially if it doesn't heal properly or he re-injures it somehow, some way. We've seen him a few months out. He had surgery November 1st, tore it on October 29th, I think, surgery on November 1st. So here we are on March 12th. November, December, January, February, March. So you're almost full 4 months out of surgery. He's already dropping back, throwing the football. He's working out. He's doing some different things. So you think you got all off season till the start of the season. He's expected to be fully ready to go.
Yeah.
So that's the one big concern. If he re-injures, it hurts it. Other than that, the guy has everything you want. He has a touch on a football. He has the smarts. He knows how to get guys lined up. He's familiar with the system. because he pretty much was a part of this thing. Kevin O'Connell was his head coach in Minnesota with the Vikings, yeah, and ran that offense, brought it from Sean McVay, who was with the Rams, right, with O'Connell. And now you got Raheem Morris, who brought in Zach Robinson,
who was just Sean McVay in
the
LA.
OC and quarterback coach in LA with McVay. So it all kind of comes together. Raheem Morris coached a team on the defensive side of the ball where Kirk Cousins was a quarterback.
Okay.
In Washington with the Redskins at the time, now the Commanders. So there's a lot of like little
connectivity.
Thank you very much. That's going to benefit all these guys big time.
And I'll say, I think that on the injury side of things, we have been so spoiled by old Ironsides Matt Ryan, who missed three games in his whole Atlanta career due to injury, and that's just, it's so unrealistic to expect that. So if we're going to filter out potential quarterbacks by capacity to be injured or injury history, that's going to be a very short list.
Yeah, that's the first time he's been hurt was 8 games in the last year.
And speaking to that injury specifically, is that a thing that now weakens that you're more likely to re-injure, or is it kind of like?
I don't think so.
I don't even know.
I'm aware of. I think once you get that thing fixed, they do a good enough job anymore these days with the science and technology.
That you're no more or less prone.
No, I don't think so. Mike Soroka was a fluky deal where he did his twice on, and you hate to see that for guys, but I can't. I don't think that'll be a problem for Kirk Cousins.
Okay, good. Now, the question after that is, and I cut you off to talk about it a second ago, is the money. So it's 45 for the first 3 years or 45, 45? How does that break down?
All right, so the breakdown of this thing goes a little bit like this.
It's $45 million is a lot of money.
Well, the quarterback, you're talking about anywhere from upwards of $60 to $40 million when you're talking about good quarterback play.
Okay.
And even some bad quarterback play if you want to really get into it. So you're talking about a guy that's in the second tier of the big money guys.
Sure.
If you were to franchise tag him, it would be $38 million.
Okay, okay.
And listen, when you go into free agency like this and you got a guy you want to get, because he was our guy.
Yeah.
From the amount of the money you're giving him, the guaranteed amount of money, and the fact that there weren't many out there like him.
Right.
He was your focus and number one deal, and you got it done. And when you do that in free agency, especially the first few hours of free agency, you're going to overpay a little bit.
Oh, first few hours. I think, was it even few hours? Wasn't it in the first hour, basically?
So, 4 year, $180 million. $50 million signing bonus. So what they said, it says $100 million guaranteed, $90 million is guaranteed in the first 2 years, and then in 2026, $10 million is guaranteed. So if he's playing great, it's just $45 a year for 4 years.
Right.
Stays healthy, plays great, gets you to the postseason. That's your quarterback, you're paying $45 a year for 4 years.
Sure.
If you don't like what's happening, if you got a young kid you brought in this year or next year that looks like he could be the answer, you can get rid of Kirk Cousins after the second year.
After 2 years.
And,
only $10 million of dead cap money, right?
I think the dead cap is like 22, but you would still owe him, I believe, the $10 million because that's a guaranteed money.
So where is the Falcons free space and with the rest of free agency left to go? Blah, 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 blah. Where do we stand? How much of that does it take up?
So they did a nice job. I think the first year, Kirk Cousins accounts for $25 million against your cap.
Okay.
So that'll leave you around $20 million. It'll leave you around $17, $18, $19, $20 million. Yeah.
Okay.
And then it gets higher as you go down. So this year, you got to focus on that $25 million in cap hit. So it leaves you about $17 million. Plus, you have opportunities to move money around, which teams do all the time.
Sure.
I think Caleb McGarry is $15 million against the cap this year. You can kind of move that around if you want to move some into a signing bonus.
Mm-hmm.
It'll lessen the cap hit. You can do something with, you can cut Tyler Heineke. It'll give you about $6 million in cap room. So there's a lot of things you can do between now and draft day and now and signing more guys.
Right.
That you can be.
So it doesn't screw us completely is really ultimately the takeaway.
That's exactly
okay.
Right.
That's very important. Well, I think this team is very close to complete in a lot of ways. Now, especially now we have a quarterback, there's still some things that we could do, right? To shore up the offensive line.
You could go get a defensive end in free agency. Danielle Hunter's still out there with the Vikings. He'll cost you a pretty penny, but you could do it. You can get a couple guys that you like that aren't as expensive as Hunter that play the same position and draft a guy at number 8 at the defensive end spot. You can bring in a couple receivers in free agency that you like. Darnell Mooney's out there and a couple other guys. Or take that 8th pick and use it on Malik Nabers, who's a stud out of LSU, or Roma Dunsey, who's an unbelievable player out of University of Washington. So you've set yourself up to be successful in the draft and free agency now moving forward.
Yep.
By solidifying Kirk Cousins as your quarterback.
My first thought was that it frees us up to take the best player available at number 8, which this team is not want to do, normally speaking. But that being said, what do you think we should do? Because
it all depends on what happens in the rest of free agency.
Okay.
So if we had Hunter, like if we had a stud defensive end,
yeah,
is that enough? Or do you want to have a bookend with a rookie Dallas Turner or Jared Verse,
right,
kids out of Alabama?
Now,
are you
saying we don't re-sign Calais Campbell?
Yeah, that ship has sailed for me.
Okay.
He was awesome when he was here.
He was, yeah.
I think 6.5 sacks.
Mm-hmm. He and Bud Dupree were tied for the team lead.
Exactly.
Which is who's also not coming back, at least at present.
Right.
Bud Dupree.
So you have a chance to look at those guys and re-sign them if you want, or go get some fresh meat and see if these guys can do something for you. So when you pick at 8 this year, if you just stay there, you're going to have guys like Dallas Turner, Rome Odunze, who I mentioned. There's an offensive tackle if you want to go that route at number 8, in case Caleb McGarry is not the answer for you. If you cut Caleb McGarry, it only costs you $2 million in dead cap room.
Oh, interesting.
So if he's not the answer, which he's been a nice player for 5-6 years.
Is he worth $15 million against the cap? Right.
Yeah, exactly. So that's another option. Jared Verse is there. Brock Bowers, tight end out of Georgia, is available.
I've heard of him, yeah.
You got a lot of options at number 8. If in fact these guys are
two tight ends in the top ten over 3 years.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Do it. No, I want to see it.
No way.
I wouldn't mind seeing Brock Bowers come here. Now I heard yesterday, I think it was on Chuck and Turnoff, Charlie Warner is a free agent. So
Falcons have signed him to a 3-year deal.
Oh, see, look at that. I didn't even.
So he'll be your blocking tight end.
There we go. Welcome to the team, Charlie Warner. I didn't even see you hear
that's
that.
Enough Georgia tight ends for me to stomach. So
we're good. Please.
I do not want anything to do with Brock Bowers at number 8.
Yes, no, I do not either.
Okay. No.
I would love to see Brock Bowers on this team, but not at number 8, no. Yeah. Maybe a late first round if he was there, but he won't be. Okay, if you had all the cards, and all things being equal, you could go get anyone you wanted, all that stuff. What are you doing, Finn?
With the number 8 pick?
With the number 8 pick and, like, free agency stuff, too.
Okay, all right. Let's say...
This is a fantasy game, but, this, you know, it's okay.
We're playing fun money. Special. There's a lot of receivers in this draft. There's... Mm-hmm. 12 guys you can pick in the first 3 rounds that could really help your football team.
Sure. The big name, Marvin Harrison Jr., will not be there at number 8.
No, he looks like he'll be off the board at like 4 to Arizona.
Yeah. Somewhere in there.
Listen, let's say we go get a nice free agent defensive end. Say it's Daniil Hunter.
Okay.
It's an absolute stud. And then you at 8, you stay pat, and you take the best defensive end on the board at number 8. Whoever that is for you, Dallas Turner or Jared Verse.
Mm-hmm.
Both are really good football players, about the same kind of size and shape and skill set.
Mm-hmm.
And then as the draft progresses, you start loading up on a couple wide receivers in the second, third, fourth round, whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
And now you're talking about two studs on the defensive ends position. You got your quarterback. You filled in a couple of receivers in the second and third round. And now,
alongside Drake London and quote-unquote tight end Kyle Pitts.
That's exactly right. So I like it. You can really start seeing this thing start to build out. The draft happens, what did we say, the
25th
through the 27th in Detroit City. So at that point, you can sit back and just hope they do a nice job and make it happen.
Now, is Calvin Ridley a free agent?
He is.
He is.
I don't think
he wants to be back in Atlanta. He had some really tough stuff go on here.
I know he did. But what do you think about that? If he did want to
be
here?
He's a stud, dude. Listen, there's no denying his ability on the football field. So.
And we really only kind of cut him because of
He quit on us, by the way. He quit.
I don't remember the situation then.
Okay.
Correctly.
He had his car stolen. Stuff was going on in his house and his personal life.
That's right.
And he was in a bad place. So he had to get his mentals figured out. And was getting ready to go on a trip to London, I believe. And on Friday, told the team
he
wasn't going to
make it.
That's
right. Yeah. That's right. I remember that.
Holy crack.
And then the cheating the gambling thing came out. Betting
and then
on the game.
He was down in Florida gambling on his phone.
Jeez.
On our team. So not a good look, obviously, but he was in a bad, bad place. So I'm going to give him a little bit of
I do too. And
I did initially, and he did not like it. He said, what did he say? He tweeted out, like, football is my life. And then I replied, I was like, is it? and he didn't like it. He's like, this is after he started gambling.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay.
How many at the time Falcons have like clapped back to a comment of yours? Because I remember what's edge rusher we drafted in the first round?
No, yeah.
Tack McKinley?
Tack.
Didn't he like clap back to you like who are you, old man, or something like that?
At one point.
And then I really got after that guy on Hard Knocks that didn't want to run when Coach Cox told him to go run.
Rashid Hageman.
I think I call him a piece of word. POS.
Yeah.
On Twitter. And then Roddy called me. He's like, you can't be doing that. I was like, I'm sorry. I got fired up. So there's been a few.
Roddy is the voice of reason.
So the most recent is Calvin Ridley. And he jumped down my throat. He said he didn't know who I was either.
Yeah, that's BS.
Anyway, it doesn't matter.
BS. That kid Twitter grew up playing with you as an avatar, man.
Yeah, exactly. So I hope and pray that Calvin got himself together, which it looks like he did
in
Jacksonville.
Like he has, yeah.
The Patriots look to make it a run on him. That's a rumor out of New England. So he's going to have signed somewhere for a lot of money.
What quarterback?
Jaden Daniels.
Oh, yeah. They have the second or third?
Third.
Third overall
so
pick.
So either Jaden or Drake.
And they just traded Mac Jones
for a
six-round
pick.
Yeah, to the Jaguars.
Did they bring in a quarterback yet or no?
Nope, it's still just Bailey Zappe.
All right, so that's their situation. I don't give a rip about them. I'm happy what we got.
Who's okay? Well, actually, before we end things, backup quarterback / quarterback in the draft.
Oh my God!
Do we trade back into the first round, thinking that Penix or McCarthy will be there?
I don't think so. I think you have a real good opportunity to build your football team this year. So it's Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, probably off the board early. Yeah. J.J. McCarthy is the next one after that. Some people think he's going to go inside the top 10. And then the guys left, Bo Nix, Michael Penix Jr. is a guy's been talking about him quite a bit, and Michael Pratt out of Tulane.
I would, if Michael Penix Jr. falls to us in the second round, I'd be fine. I would be fine with him as a second round.
All right.
I would absolutely be fine with that.
Gotta draft a wide receiver in the second round. It's too deep of a draft, especially if we don't get a free agent. Then you have to.
I don't disagree with you. I'm just saying that I would be fine with Penix Jr. and do the Jordan Love thing, or even the what.
In the third round, I'd be fine with it, but not the second.
He's not going to be there in the third round.
Right, he's not.
Okay. Well, any last thoughts to anybody?
I'm happy. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to having the one thing we haven't mentioned here on FinCast with our friends at Scana Energy is the fact that you have a guy on the field that can lead a young bunch of players and athletes.
Yeah,
we did not have a leader on the offensive side of the ball. Jesse Bates was, I guess, that guy defensively last year after Grady got hurt. But now you have a guy, a team leader, an offensive team leader, and a quarterback that can run the show, understand how to get people lined up, and people can believe in him, and people will follow
him. And it showed, too, because the discombobulation was not only at the quarterback position. It was all over the offense last year.
Too, yeah.
And I think, you know, what we, as again, to use the same word, spoiled, how we got spoiled as Falcons fans was how good Matt Ryan was at that, too, right? And Kirk Cousins, in my mind, is very Matt Ryan-esque. He really embodies that kind of classic traditional NFL quarterback, pocket passer, really a professional every sense of the word, and knows how to lead a team. I've always been a Kirk Cousins fan, at least from afar, so I'm very excited about this. Joe?
Brings a lot of excitement to the team.
Yeah.
A lot of energy. Gives the Falcons the best opportunity to win the division and go out there.
Oh,
have a really fun season to watch. A lot more production from the three past first round draft picks. It'll be fun. I'm excited.
Yeah. Love it.
Yeah, I mean,
everybody got better.
We should
on the offense.
We almost failed into winning the division this year. Even if we had got incrementally better at quarterback, we could have been favorites. This way we are hands down should be the favorites to win the division. And yes, as you said, have a fun season.
And now we don't have to cry over red zone fumbles.
Oh my God.
Man, dumb interceptions down there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. On that note. All right, Falcons fans, we'll see you next time on FinCast for probably a pre-draft conversation episode and then a post-draft conversation episode. Until then, go Dirty Birds.
Rise up.
Thank you for tuning in to FinCast. FinCast is brought to you by Scana Energy, the official natural gas partner of the Atlanta Falcons. FinCast is hosted by Brian Finneran and co-hosted by Tyler Nelson. Executive produced by Joe Virgin. FinCast is hosted by 680 The Fan and thepodcastpark.com. You can find FinCast wherever you listen to podcasts. Opening and closing credit song by Atlanta band Gringo Starr and their song, I Will Not Follow. We'll see you next week on FinCast.
Appreciate you, dog.
A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.